Something that you might not know about me is that I am very passionate about skincare as well as self-care in general and like personal hygiene, which everybody should be taking part in. But I, like, ever since I started around like 13, I started breaking out, and then I started learning and trying and experimenting with so many different skincare products or like at-home remedies. I've tried so much over the years, and it started off as sensitive. sensitive skin, so I'm not using anything too harsh, but actually I am. Sensitive. skin. Like I have in high school, the honey face mask would be my go-to all the time. Because, well, first of all, I love honey, so I love the smell, and then like it like drips and you can like taste it. It's pretty nice. But if you don't like honey, then I guess that won't work for you. But it's like an amazing at-home face mask, and I think it's so underrated. So if you ever want to try it, get some honey. Just put it on your face. Once the honey is on your skin for like maybe like 5 to 10 minutes, it will start melting and it's like sticky, you know how honey is, so it's kind of annoying, but you only need to keep it on for, I mean, I would always keep my face masks on for too long.
With a towel because it will melt when you're
is always what the like the people that were born with clear skin say, like, drink water, like all I do is drink water. I mean, yeah, drink water. Drinking water is so great and it'll really help move things through your body. Drinking water is just so great. I'm not a scientist, but everyone knows that. But just because you drink a lot of water does not mean your skin is gonna be clear, unfortunately. But it is something that you should be doing. Just do it for yourself. Now, this one goes out to the people that wear makeup. You might have heard this, but makeup remover wipes are not really great. I know they're convenient, and if, I don't know, you're traveling or you're not home and you need something quick, then use it. Micellar water or micellar water. I don't know how to pronounce it, but you can find it at any drugstore and you just use it with a cotton pad. It's so easy. You do waste kind of a lot of cotton pads. At least I do, which is like the unfortunate part. But it is less harsh on your skin than makeup wipes. And I would always recommend you to wash your face after you remove your makeup every time, because there will always be makeup left in your pores that any makeup wipe or micellar water, anything, will not get out. You need to continue to wash your face. But I'll say it again, to the people that wear makeup, please never sleep in your makeup. Please, that is the worst thing you can do to yourself. I always see videos and TikToks or whatever, people, and they say, oh, I fell asleep with my makeup on, I got too drunk, I fell asleep with my makeup on. Oh my gosh, that is crazy. I feel like I said before, when you sleep, your skin is renewing, and that's why the products that you put on your face at night, they are very important, because your skin is going to absorb it overnight. But when you sleep with your makeup on, your skin is absorbing that makeup, and I feel like by doing that, you could potentially ruin all of the good progress you've made with your skin in one night. You could just ruin it all. So that's why I feel so strongly about that. And please, if you wear makeup, never do that. For me, please, just don't. So now that all of my tips are out of the way, please think back to when we were talking about figuring out what skin type you are. Whether you are oily, dry, combination, normal, sensitive, whether you have rosacea, hyperpigmentation, soap so Cleanser.
From the Korean stores.
notice that it makes my skin more relaxed, which I love and I recommend. But I'm actually running out of that. If you ever want to try some stuff from the Glow recipe, it's a great new skincare brand and you can get it at Sephora. But I notice all of their products are like pretty small and they run out really quickly. That's the only downside. But if you're trying to invest in skincare and you want a good serum, they have so many. I've heard really good things about the watermelon one, but I've never tried it, but I really want to. So sleep.
As
was work, so I don't know, that's all I gotta say. Like, I know I spoke about this for so long, but this product is my holy grail. I've never tried Accutane, and I know Accutane has worked for so many. Skincare. The Chopstick, or sorry, I should have said.